Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024. A candidate has taken the steps required by the state to be on a list of approved write-in candidates for Congressional District 2 in November. Here's why.
Thanks, Amy. Hi, everyone. I'm Diana Miranda. I live in Surrey, Congressional District number 2, and a big fan of We Are You, as well as Maine Public, frankly. So I was very happy to have reached out to Amy and sent her a little letter about my candidacy. And she was gracious enough to invite me to this recording today. I'd like to jump right in and let you know that I did not plan to do this. This candidacy has come about because I simply cannot vote for the two candidates who are declared. So my dad always used to say, be the change that you want to be. So a couple of months ago, literally, I thought, if no one else is going to step up, I at least have to put my name in the bucket because I'm not going to win. I know that. I really do. But what I do hope is that this is an opportunity for people to think about what their vote means. For example, do we understand that in the last year alone, the United States government, meaning your and my tax dollars, $20 billion went to support the Israeli forces to promote genocide and expulsion of the Palestinian people? How exactly is that right? And if we took that bloated military budget and slashed it, wouldn't that be money that could be spent here at home? After all, we live in Maine. We know how things are around here. It's not easy. My own health care is disrupted because my insurer and my hospital have gotten a divorce, and effective October 1st, I'm no longer in network randomly. So whereas in Israel, healthcare and education are guaranteed for everyone, but not here. How is that right? How is that right? The climate, two things there. We all know that the climate is changing. And what does that actually mean? It means that we are failing as being stewards of this planet for ourselves, but mostly for our children and our children's children. Do we want to really do that? Do we really, really, really want to spend money for bombs instead of birds? So it's important for our representatives to listen to their constituents. Jared Golden, for whom I voted at the last election, has refused to meet with us, for anyone on the quote-unquote the other side. And the rest of the world doesn't think United States is as respectable as it once was. How is that right? If the money is just corrupting everything, I'm not taking the money from anybody. I want our money to be right here, right now, and that is what is right. So I don't have a website. I don't have money. I'm not spending anything. This is word of mouth from congressional district neighbors who agree we've had enough, enough. So if you want to write to me, I'm open and we'll be glad to have a dialogue. Diana, congressdistrict2@gmail.com. I am the only write-in for congressional district number 2. There's a list that needs to be posted at the polling place, and my name is on that list. You can write me in under the write-in, and certainly many people are using ranked choice because they're just fed up.
That was Diana Miranda, that's spelled M-E-R-E-N-D-A, write-in candidate for Congressional District 2. Her name should be, as she said, on a list at your voting place of approved write-in candidates. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow.